Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Margot Rossi.
And you are with?
I'm with Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. This is a health education program that's free at the hospital.
You've been at this for a few months now. It's going pretty well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We started in May. We've only missed one day. I think it was Labor Day.
Yeah.
And we have a great group of core people, and we've served over, I think at this point, over 70 people in our community have come through the program.
What have they learned?
The program, as the title indicates, is about helping people find local resources to help themselves address chronic pain or chronic stress. And we are introducing folks to alternative medicines that are available locally in order to address pain or stress. The overarching goal is to help people choose other options than particularly opioid medications. Mm-hmm. But if they can find options to pharmaceutical drugs or other interventions like surgery to treat pain, that's what we want to offer them. So we've highlighted acupuncture, massage, chiropractic care, physical therapy, movement therapy like yoga or tai chi, qigong. So those are things that we've tried to expose our participants to. They always learn to practice, and they always take something home with them that they continue with. And the underlying thread that connects all of the offerings is mindfulness practice. We've talked about that before. It's just right. Mindfulness is just simply practices that help you be aware of what you're experiencing in the present moment, which sounds so nothing. Like, those could be sensations in your body or thoughts that you might be having in your mind. And what we found from over 35 years of research of using mindfulness, especially in the treatment of pain, is that over and over studies show that it helps with reducing stress-related inflammation. And that inflammatory process has to do with not only chronic pain, but diabetes. It's active in cancer. It can be present with obesity. So it's a fantastic practice to weave into this whole program. And So all the classes start with about 15 minutes of mindfulness practice, and then the presenter, whoever the guest presenter is, will launch into their particular topic. So we have a new topic coming up for the next 5 weeks, from October 29th through November 26th. It's going to be about foods and diet to help reduce inflammation in the body. And, of course, if you reduce inflammation, that has been shown to have some benefit to reduce pain. So we have coming to our class on Monday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30 at Mosey Phillips, Jennifer Rambo, who is certified as an integrative nutrition health coach. She'll be coming in to teach these classes on what foods we can eat that will help promote our well-being and reduce inflammation and thereby pain, and what foods might we be eating that might not be helping us. So that'll be our topic for the next few weeks.
Well, that really does sound interesting.
Yeah, it'll be great. She's very passionate. It'll be a very engaging set of classes.
So, of course, you meet on Mondays?
5:30 to 6:30 at Mosey Phillips, which is on the hospital campus in Spruce Pine. And you can just come. The classes are free. You don't need to sign up. And we've got a great group. It's a really wonderful hour to spend together.
Yeah. And the way it's set up, you know, you should, if you can, come every week to keep getting all the information. But if you just want to go see what it's like and it's not for you, you don't have to, you know, just whatever you want to do.
Exactly. You can drop in. The last class on November 26th, that Monday, we're actually having class at Ingalls in Spruce Pine so that Jennifer and I can be there to help participants if they have questions about the kind of foods that they do eat, if they're wondering if those foods contribute to pain or can help them alleviate pain. We'll be there to walk through the store with folks. So if people do want to come to that shopping trip, they do need to come to at least three of the other classes.
Okay.
Other than that, you can just drop in.
Okay. If folks want more information, do you have a website?
Yes. It's www.path-homeremedies.org.
So now the individual class, how are you going to break it down? It won't be all about the same thing each time.
The class on October 29th will be on overarching on how food affects our well-being. So mm-hmm. that can be our physical pain. It can also just be our feeling of having a purposeful, meaningful, fulfilling life. Then the next class will be on sugar. So there's a lot of trick or treat when it comes to sugar. So we'll be discussing which sugars are beneficial and which aren't,
especially for candy, pain.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Coming up on Halloween. The following class will be on fats. All of these will have some portion about reading food labels. So if you eat packaged food, you'll be able to discern what you may or may not want to eat. The mindfulness portion of the classes is going to be on addressing cravings, food addiction. We all have some. I have potato chips are my food addiction. We all have something
that's going on.
So, yeah, if you want to bring me potato chips, that's great. And then we'll also be just talking about the anti-inflammatory diet. There is a prescribed diet, but coming from the angle of integrative nutrition, we're going to get a little bit of a different flavor of it. And I asked Jennifer to come because unlike regular Western nutrition, she's going to make this really interesting and juicy and accessible to anybody. We're not going to be talking calories and grams, and we're going to be talking about flavors and how to get what you want out of your food through other things in life, not just putting food in your mouth. It'll be interesting.
Well, it sounds like it will be. So, again, those classes, the first one is Monday the 29th. They're every Monday through November, right?
Yes. We'll actually be going through December 17th.
Oh, okay.
That program is yet to be announced, though, for December.
Okay. Folks, just come on out.
Yes. Yes, please come. We'd love to see you.
Our guest today, Margot Rossi from Home Remedies, Community Options Addressing Pain and Stress. Margot, thanks for stopping by and visiting with us again today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.